Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, the family opens their hearts to the cry of the Holy Spirit. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of miracles? Where is Jehovah, the right now God? Join us in our cry to our Father for a greater appropriation of His presence in this earth.
We draw the Holy Spirit tonight, and we ask Him to show us, to speak through us. We don't understand, but our heart is yearning to function and do what it is you're wanting us to do. Right. So show us, reveal to us. We're not going to be satisfied anymore with just a taste. Yeah. And I draw on the Holy Spirit to show us and to guide us and to speak through us and let us really see, what are you doing? Tell us what you're doing. Show us. Well, we open our hearts. Our hearts are yearning to want to do and be what the Lord wants us to do and be in this earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We agree with that. Christ called it a mystery. The mystery of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what the Holy Spirit was to do. Reveal the mysteries of Christ. So we ask your Holy Spirit, reveal the mysteries of Christ to us. Show us, lead us, direct us.
Right.
There is a need here. We need the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We need the
right.
outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I just cry out for it, Lord. I cry out for it. You know, I want the Holy Spirit, the outpouring, the descending of the Holy Spirit.
You know, we can read till we're blue in the face. We can quote scripture. We can do all this stuff. But where is that reality of right now,
right.
of it functioning?
Yeah.
Where's the functionality of it? But in our mind, we think we have an answer. But, you know, I don't believe that's the truth, because we cannot do it in our mind. We have to have the Holy Spirit show us and teach us and guide us. I want that reality, that simple scripture that says, these things will follow
yes.
those who believe.
Yes.
It's not saying those who are miracle workers or those who are this or that. It's those who believe.
Yeah.
The sick will be healed, will raise the dead. Where is the lack of connection that we should have to see the reality of these things taking place?
We lose the hunger for it. We lose the desire to know and to have it.
God, impart to us a hunger for the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Lord, I want it. You know, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
Right.
Right.
I don't really want to have all the right answers about it. I don't care about the right answers. I care about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It'll be evident.
Yes, very.
It's time for reaching in.
You know, I want to be able to say, we better run, because that is a promise the size of a man's hand. And we better run, because it's going to be a daily.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that I know that was Elijah talking about the rain, you know, I don't care about that. I want the reality of, what is the Spirit leading right now? What is He trying to kick us in the pants for?
Christ was not led. He
no.
was driven.
Right.
Right.
Driven. He didn't wake up and go, oh, Father, lead me today. What are you
no.
speaking? He was driven by the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He was literally driven. It was no question.
Mm-mm.
I've experienced tastes of that. That I have to do something. I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up and I go do it.
Yeah.
Because I feel compelled to do it, driven to do it, but it's few and far between.
Lifestyle.
That should be the way we're moving all the time.
One of the things that we can do, appropriate the answer, and then let that appropriation have an expression. You're speaking about him being driven. Where did he get that? He got it from his father. And it was, like you just said, Alan, it was from spirit to spirit.
That's when the spirit fell on him at Jordan.
Right.
That's when he was first driven to go into the wilderness.
Where's the fruits of the spirit? That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm looking for. I want to know. I want to walk in those.
It doesn't matter how many hours a day I wait on the Lord, how many hours a day I pray, how many hours a day I be in the Word. It still needs to work.
Right.
For me, it's not good enough that it works in the spirit where I can't see it. I live here on this terra firma. In this part of my body, God made two. He made all three realms, my soul, my body, and my spirit. I am beside myself because we've talked about this for 40 years. It's kind of like God's going, well, how long will you put up with this?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you going to put up with not seeing my word manifested in the earth? Just imagine for a second, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happens, and it doesn't stop happening.
Right, exactly. But we're believing for that baptism of the Holy Spirit, where he comes and he is so much more real than the air we breathe. And that he is leading us, compelling us, driving us to say or to do whatever. And out of that compulsion, things start to take place.
But I don't want it just to be a talk. I want somehow we could touch him,
mm-hmm.
where he hears our heart cry. He hears it and takes notice. I need an overflow of the Holy Spirit.
I would quote from Elisha. Where is the God of Elijah?
Mm-hmm.
That is our cry. Where's the God that's making things happen? You know,
exactly.
Where's the God of Elijah where they brought down fire after he doused those altars with so much water? Where's that God? Where's the God who parted the Red Sea, who caused all the 10 gods of Egypt to die? That's the God I want to see. That's the God I want to hear from. I don't want to be satisfied with just a puny little portion. If I'm asking for an avalanche, I don't want to get satisfied for a thimble. We accept too little from God. God is very good about that. He'll give you a thimbleful and see if you'll leave him alone. But it's only the beginning. I want to know his ways so much. I think it's his drive. He wants this in us, and we're finally giving it an expression together, instead of just one or two.
My focus is him and crying out to him, going, I need more of you. I need the Holy Spirit, because how the heck am I going to be a channel to bring forth your kingdom, which I understand is the bottom line. That's what you put me here for, to bring forth your kingdom in the earth. I can't do that with what little I have. I just can't. I can't follow the pattern of Christ. I can't. Christ couldn't follow it. He had to have the fullness of the Holy Spirit poured. I'm no better than him. Just like the disciples. They were bundling idiots. They're just like us until they had the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Something happened to those guys. Dramatic. Because they changed. You know, and excuse me if this is offensive, but it's not about me. We're not going to get ripped off.
Right.
You know, we're not going to be just like the guys in Hebrews. They had faith, but they never got the promise.
Exactly.
They didn't get the promise, guys.
You read Hebrews. You read about Jesus. You know, we sing a song that he would get his reward. I don't want to see another generation have to come and go. I want to see that fulfillment happen. I want Christ to get his reward. I want to see the fulfillment of everything he's spoken on this earth to take place. I want to see those fulfillments. It's not about us. Never has been.
Aren't we his reward?
We are.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.